to the zone.
Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but
just trouble. Found out some good news. The Zone will be live on the road March the 28th, that's a Friday, at Landers Chevrolet.
Timmy Hall's going to have us back.
Big Tim Hall. You know, better be ready.
Vickery and I did a couple shows over there last year.
At Chevy. What a lucky guy. I love it there. They got the redesigned 2014 Silverado, in case you're asking. All new Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. Over 100 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. The website, glad you asked. LandersChevrolet.com, 501-315-2500. It's the all-new Landers Chevrolet, just west of High Pressure. That's exit 121 off I-30 in Benton.
Do you, Joe Klein, do you think you could fit into a Chevrolet Corvette?
Only if I had to.
I saw Richie Incognito, because he's a psycho loon tune, beat up his own Ferrari with a baseball bat. He's an idiot.
You think he really did that, or he's protecting somebody?
I don't know why he'd protect somebody.
I think he's having a lover's quarrel with Jonathan Martin.
My point is this. That could be. That's a likely story. I like it. You know what? That's not the most far-fetched thing you ever said, and the last crazy thing you said came true.
What was the last crazy thing he said? I'm going to burn my hand in some tomato soup.
No. He said he thinks Patino got his strength and conditioning coach to marry this crazy chick that he hooked up with at the restaurant. Turned out it was true.
He predicted it.
Yeah.
Yes, he called it. He goes, Am I so insane? Is it so crazy? But here's what I'm thinking might have happened. I'm like, that's nuts.
And it is because, and you know this, a good assistant coach, it's all about loyalty, right? You got to be great. You got to be loyal.
To an extent.
If you're a single assistant coach, you may do a few more things than you would if you were a married fellow like yourself. So, Joe, we already gave away some tickets. The game tomorrow for the women, 4:30, minutes 7. The in-state fight, and I know you guys are looking for a little payback. More importantly, trying to get into one of those slots to earn a bye in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament with just a couple of home games left here. But a big win last night at Troy. Congratulations.
Right. Well, we needed it. We've been on the skid, as everybody knows. We'd lost 5 in a row, 3 of those very close. 2, we didn't show up. And so, and we've been playing undermanned with injuries. We've really got decimated here lately. The last 5 games by injuries, but you know what? Everybody has.
Tomato soup?
Yeah.
It's a rough way to go down, Coach.
Nobody cares. And it's a results-driven, profession. If somebody's hurt, somebody's got to step up. And if you're full strength, you got to play your best. We were at full strength when we didn't have James when we went up there, but, we took it right in the mouth. I mean, we got popped and didn't have any fight and got blown out and got everything we deserved. I mean, we asked for it and they very very nicely obliged.
How critical is it for you guys to get into that third or fourth spot? I would say, I don't know if mathematically you guys can get into the second spot again.
We can't get to the second spot, I don't think. I think what we want is we want to be playing good. I mean, we've kind of turned it to where, we got to focus on playing better. I mean, and things, when you play good, good things will happen. And when you do things the right way and you have good effort, good energy, good pop, good focus, you're going to be in good shape. And so, and I don't care where you're seated in our tournament, our league is very, very,
you got parity.
Even, very even. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not playing good, you're going to lose.
Coach, yeah.
So I don't Georgia State goes in there and they don't play, somebody wins 2 games and is feeling confident and feeling relaxed and feeling good and they play in that semifinal game and Georgia State doesn't play good, they'll lose. So I mean it's you got to get your mind right and play the right way and play well.
Who won last year? I could not remember.
Was Western. Western.
Western did. Are they
Western,
not
four
in a row.
They beat FAU, right, in the final?
The last 3 years, we won 4 in a row. Then Western's done it twice now.
They beat Patino's team, right? Was it FIU or FAU?
FIU.
Yeah. Coach, a little off. Do you like the fact that certain teams won't go to the tournament at the end of the season?
The conference tournament?
I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
No, I do. I don't like it because, I mean, the whole thing is to try to get people there.
Yeah.
You know, fans, there are people, you know, you're having it in New Orleans. I mean, have a game, have a playing game, have something to where it's on site to where people can make arrangements. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have, you know, going into the last week.
And, it makes no sense at all. Travel plans. I mean, it just, I mean, it's crazy.
It's hard. And it's,
you know, I hate it for the kids because you play this whole season, and it should be, every team should be able to go there. It's a great time.
Absolutely.
Isn't a great, I mean, for the kids, a great, great experience, end of the season tournament like that. I don't get
well,
it.
Well, and I think part of the problem is Sun Belt Conference moved it from
Hot Springs, yeah.
Which was, and you know, obviously everybody here in Arkansas is biased, but it's not a smart move because there were two gyms. You know, they worked it. The main gym was the perfect size.
Yep.
I mean, and it gave a great feel in any game. It gave a great look on TV. And then the other gym was perfect as well. And you had everybody went. You had games. Everybody got to play. Women and men were at the same venue. I mean, again, I don't get it.
Only two games left, right, for y'all? Arkansas State,
right,
at home?
Right.
Then you
both
get
at home, then Monroe.
Yeah, and no game midweek next week, so it's Saturday. Arkansas State this week and then Louisiana-Monroe, both doubleheaders, 4:30 for the women, men at 7. We're up against the top of the hour here. I do want to get a couple of calls in here. Tony wanted to talk about UALR. Go ahead, Tony.
Joe, congratulations on last night.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Just first of all, I had a question. Came over to the Jack last Saturday night and very disappointed. I know you guys were too.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Hagans was basically the lone productive offensive force in the second half, and I just didn't understand the decision. It wasn't foul trouble to sit him. I think with 5 or 6 minutes to go, we'd gotten it down to 3.
Well, I mean, there's so many things that could go into that. I mean, you're looking at defense, you're looking at offense, you're looking at fatigue. A lot of times, when you know, we made a good run late. And sometimes when you take a guy out, maybe for fatigue, for foul problems, maybe defensively, you're not as confident in him, whatever it may be. And the guy that goes in, I know that late in the game we were playing well. Maybe the guy that went in for him was playing well. Our team was doing good, and sometimes you don't want to mess with that. I mean, it could be a various.
Sure.
Tony, thanks for the call. We're up against it.
I got another question.
We got to go, man. Sorry. You can ask it tomorrow, I guess, but we got to run. I do want to give a tip of the cap to Ben Dillard, who had a big game last night. 18 points. He was perfect at the line, 8 of 8 as well. And to Coach Shields, his 100th win in Sun Belt play. Only 5 coaches have gotten to 100 wins in the conference's history as far as conference wins, so that's great to see. Congratulations to him as well.